John Fetterman boasts support from pro-defund the police Hollywood celebrities. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 1, 2022. Pennsylvania Democrat U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman is boasting about his support from pro-defund the police Hollywood celebrities 1 week away from midterm elections. Fetterman, who has consistently attacked Republican Senate candidate Mehmet Oz for his status as a celebrity, is using endorsements from actress Kerry Washington and singer John Legend as part of his last-minute effort to drive voters his way. Kerry is on hashtag Team Fetterman and is asking if you can handle it plus donate $10 before our final end-of-month deadline tonight, Fetterman tweeted on Monday. However, Washington advocated for defunding the police and called on local governments to put resources towards community-led solutions, not a system that continues to kill us and put us in cages, during the summer 2020 riots in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. Fetterman also added that he is so grateful to have Legend's support. Legend similarly advocated for defunding the police in the summer of 2020. Legend said, "There should be significantly fewer police and called to take away police funding and reroute it towards community needs." Washington's and Legend's endorsements are the latest instances of Fetterman cozying up to individuals and groups that have advocated to defund the police. Last month, Fetterman campaigned with three pro-defund the police Philadelphia City Council members, whom he hailed as outstanding. In 2021, Fetterman appeared on an Abolish the Police advocacy group's show to boast about how he expedited pardons for felons. "If I had a couple minutes, I'd love to talk about pardons. I'm chair of the Board of Pardons and Julie's joining us. She's our pardons coordinator for Western Pennsylvania," Fetterman said. "I really want to sell that, because I'm lieutenant governor for 2 more years, and we have expedited pardon processes now. And they're free, there's no application fee." Fetterman previously claimed it would not make anyone less safe in Pennsylvania if 1/3 of the state's prison population were released back into the streets. Fetterman, who has struggled with speech issues since having a stroke in May, debated Oz last week with the help of a closed captioning system to help with auditory processing issues. The vast majority of viewers, 82%, found that Oz outperformed Fetterman in that debate. Following Fetterman's poor debate performance, a recent poll found that Oz has a 3-point advantage over Fetterman. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.